Yeah, thank you. Thanks so much, and thanks for joining us on this Saturday post-lunch shift as well. My name is Will, as just introduced. I'm the engineering manager of the back-end teams at Element, including the ESS team. And with me, I have my illustrious colleague, Gael, who's a senior engineer on the ESS team. Now, so while I have the privilege of introducing the first section of this talk, I just want to make it really clear that all the kudos and fame should absolutely go to Gaio and all of the other engineers on the ESS team who have been doing a fantastic job of making our matrix distribution element really, really, really easy to install and deploy. Which leads me to the goal of this talk, or I should in fact say workshop really, which is why we've got the tables out as well. We're going to hopefully help everybody here install and deploy ESS Community, which is our free matrix distribution at Element, and even show you how to upgrade that to Pro as well. So unlike other talks, we really, really encourage you to have your laptop out and follow along with us. If you've got any questions during the talk, then please do raise your hand and we'll answer them as we go. So we're hoping this will be somewhat interactive, somewhat everyone on their laptops and following along with us. So the goal is for everyone to have an ESS Community install on their laptop by the end of the talk, if you so should wish. So without further ado then, let's crack on and I will hand over to Gael.
Thank you, Will. So please follow this link for the people who are basically installing ESS today. There are some suggestions that we will discuss later. If you can start while I speak, it's a good idea to save a bit of time. Quickly, I will present ESS and do a small demo of the deployment, and then we can play together. So ESS Community and Pro, what it is, I will say it again, but it's the easiest way to deploy a Matrix 2.0 Matrix ready stack. It will deploy ESS in a couple of minutes. And as a user, you only have to configure your hostnames and you're ready to go. You can refine your deployment later. So we implement all the Element good practices that we use in our own deployments in this ESS stack. We obviously automate away every unnecessary thing. And something which might be very interesting for you is that it's highly customizable. You can, every open source component is configurable. And if you are not yet on Matrix Authentication Service, the chart can do the migration for you once you are using the chart. Under the hood, what we have done is focus on reliability. It's a very feature-rich Helm chart. We have a lot of internal automations. We've a binary we built especially for this purpose, Matrix tools. We do a lot of chart linting for people who come from the Kubernetes world. They will see that it's quite a lot of things that we validate. We have 62 example value files where we make sure that they just work. We have a massive PyTest test suite which just validates that the thing we generate are working properly. So more than 1,000 tests for the ESS Community, more than 4,000 tests for the ESS Pro. And also we do this integration test suite where we make sure that every upgrade are seamless, works seamlessly, that you can run say Syntomas upgrade without breaking your setup. And yeah, we test a lot of combinations, and the more we add and the more we test basically. So right, let's go. Oh. So you will have to prepare something like that. You will have a value file that we call hostnames in the example here. And you will implement here, I will maybe zoom a little bit. We implement here the different hostname that you need. So element admin will be for the admin UI, element web will be for the chat UI. Matrix authentication service is the account manager. Matrix RTC is for the calls to work properly. Synapse is for the home server, and the server name will be basically in your user's MXIDs. For this demo, I'm coming with a quick script which is in the repository I linked, which will basically create local certificates for you, and so that it just works. And basically, here what I'm saying to the configuration is for element admin, use this certificate, for element web, use this certificate, etc., etc. And for the other value files, I will talk about it later. So there is this build cert script that I designed just for this demo today. So once you have prepared your hostname's file, you will just run this script. It will prepare the certificates for you. So here I will just run it. I need to. Okay, yeah. So what it did here is generate certificates in my directory and load them in Kubernetes. On the left part, we can see my cluster. At the moment, there is nothing. And so once you have configured everything, you will run the install command. So here I have a couple of files that will be present later, but so basically you will just tell it to install ESS with the values you prepared. Probably this one is better. And yeah, so I mean, let's just run it and we are going to see what's happening. So here there is all the Kubernetes orchestration which starts. We have this deployment markers thing, which basically is here to prevent users to do misconfigurations. For example, once you have enabled multi-ex authentication service, you cannot disable it again so that you don't break your setup. We have this init secret here, which basically will prepare all the keys for you. So your home server sign-in key, registration, macaroon, stuff like that. We have also this Synapse chat config, which is here to prevent you to change your Synapse configuration and break it for your users. Basically, it will make sure that the configuration is valid and that Synapse can properly restart. And yeah, while I'm talking, Steve, things are moving. So the chart comes with its own Postgres server. So it's fine for simple setups, but in production deployments, you would probably prefer to use a dedicated Postgres machine. And then we can see everything else. We have Synapse main process on the bottom, Matrix RTC, which is composed of two components, the SFU and the authorization service, and HAProxy, which does the routing to the stack internally. After it's done, there is this deployment markers post process, which basically says, okay, the stack is now in this state, and it makes sure that you're not going to break it later. So this is done, and it should probably just work now. What's the name I chose already? I forgot. So something may be interesting. Once it's done, the chart will tell you the links that you can use. Also, there is this suggestion to register your first user. I will just make it bigger. So you just copy-paste this. And you have to choose a username. So here I'm going to create my local administrator user. I will tell it's an admin. I will set a password. And we just create the user. Yeah. So the user is registered now. I can go to my admin UI, open it, and I already forgot what password I chose. So, but you can call basically any mass command, so I will try to find it again, set password. Uh, It's a very secure password. So here you go, you have your Element Server Suite server, which is ready to go. And yeah, I suppose you will want to invite your friends to this server now. So there is this authentication token thing. Sorry, it's in French. So you can click add. And basically, you say how many usage you allow for this. So I will just allow one usage for one of my friends. I create a token. And I can share this with my friend, who will open the chat application. So again, you can find it here. And so you can come here, you can create an account. You will suggest, he will choose his, let's say it's Alice who comes. Alice has to choose a strong password. Oh, not, it's too weak. So yeah, oh, it's annoying. I need ideas of passwords. Maybe I just do this. Yeah, whatever. Okay. So I will use my authentication token that I just had. So I'm Alice Rocks, for example. This will be my alias. And yeah, Alice is here. She's connected. Yeah! And let's say I have another friend who wants to join my server. So my friend is named Bob, because every friends are named like with crypto names these days. Okay. So he will register as well. Bob has to choose a strong password. Okay, Bob will use the token I just shared with him. Right. And yeah, Bob is here as well. So now what can they do? They can, so I have to click all these buttons. Yeah, Element is great. We love all these new features. So I will find Alice. Hey, Alice, you are here. Hey. And yeah, Alice is here, she can answer. And basically she wants to call, so she will just click here. And I will mute, because it will be not good. And yeah, hello. And that's it, you have your own server. Now you can just organize it as you want. You can, you can create a space, like my family space. And in there you can invite your friends and do whatever you want. So it will be for me and my team. But yeah. So yeah, that's it. And now you have your Discord like home server and you can do whatever you want with it. So yeah, just play with it. Thank you. Okay.